shut up and dance. Dance. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, coming to you from the other side, of the ocean. That's it. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. This is the other side of reality here. And this is going to take you into the new reality. It's like Radio Free America, BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And all I have to say is things are moving quickly. Before you know it, this year will be over, but many things are going to happen this year. Things are happening already. There's some people you need to look up and find out what they are doing. Yeah. Namely, somebody named Jose. Yeah, that's his last name. His first name is David. And he has a lengthy video out there on Rumble TV, David Jose. And it's talking about the good things that are going to be happening. You know, corrupt government, they've been caught with their pants down, and the legalities of the U.S. Constitution are going to be thrown in their face. All representatives on the state and federal level will have to account for how they have misused their authority to create all kinds of fake legalities that aren't really legal, and they have used these fake legalities to cheat us out of our money and impose fines and punishments upon decent people all around the country. And these things are going to be brought to trial. So that's good news. It's starting off slowly, but check it out for yourself. Somebody named David Jose has got a two-hour video on Rumble TV. You know, you don't even have to listen to the whole 2 hours, but you'll get the gist of it by just looking at some of it, and you'll understand what's going on. And of course, meanwhile, there's the good parts of the U.S. military that's working with the good ETs, the Galactic Confederation of Star Nations from all across the galaxy and even other parts of the universe. They're all here waiting to make this ascension of planet Earth a reality. The decision has been made already. It is going to happen. There is no if, ands, or buts. It's just a matter of the time. What time? It's kind of like a Bible prophecy when Jesus said, no one knows but God himself as to the time of the things I'm talking about. And this is pretty much how it's playing out now. We don't know the exact time, but it's estimated now the early half of 2025, it's going to happen. The ascension, the event, the quantum recrystallization of all matter on planet Earth. We're moving up into a higher vibration. And right now, as individuals, the important things for us to do is to raise our vibration by our actions and exercises, practice your breathing, but most of all, practice your kindness, be loving to your fellow human beings. Projecting love will get love. you know, and thinking good thoughts bring you up your vibration and those around you. You know, we have to negate the hate and anger and leave it behind, because that keeps us in a lower vibration. And when the event happens, if you're stuck in a lower vibration, you're not coming along with the rest of us. I don't know where you'll end up, but you're not going to end up in the new earth, which is a faster vibrating realm, where everything will work out. There will be no evil creatures there. Everyone will be getting along. There will be plenty for everybody. It's like heaven on earth, and it's going to happen shortly right after the event. And the event is going to be a magical moment, something to look forward to, but get ready for it. You know, you're responsible for your own vibration. You're responsible for your own projections. And love is the highest vibration. Love your neighbor. And even love the people that are NLG. But don't get caught in these negative vibrations of hate, anger, jealousy, and revenge, and all those bad things. And talking about a quantum recrystallization, let me move right over to, there's this TV show out now. I just recently started watching it. Yeah, it's on regular TV. It's called Storyline TV, and they have this show with Captain Kirk. Yeah, we all know who Captain Kirk is, William Shatner. He's the host, and the show is called Weird or What? And they talk about unexplained things, and I was watching it this afternoon, and they brought up about teleportation. Now, full disclosure has been promised to us by the benevolent, friendly ETs after the event. We're going to get full disclosure on everything. But now they're doing like a slow disclosure on the TV, which shows like this, Weird or What? And did a little talk about teleportation. They talked about this guy, Andrew Pichago. You might have heard of him before. You can look him up on the Google his name. Andrew Pichago, B-A-S-I-A-G-O. And so on the show, Weird or What? William Shatner, Captain Kirk, is talking about narrating it, and it went into the fact that Andrew Pichago, his father worked on the secret teleportation project from 1972, that one of the terminal points was in a little town called Wood Ridge, New Jersey, about 10 miles west of Manhattan. And he's saying that when something like, I don't know, he's a child, 3 years old or something like that, his father takes him into the building, and they turn on the machine, and it looks like a waterfall of energy at the end of this chamber, kind of like what you, if you ever watched Stargate SG-1, what the, it looks like a water screen or something like that. So he says they walked through it, and they ended up from New Jersey, 10 miles west of Manhattan. They ended up in San Jose, New Mexico. Now, what's interesting about that is I've heard this story before about the first time the U.S. government had a human walk through a teleportation machine. And the other terminus point was Southern California on a military base. So when they're telling the story to you now, trying to like get you, introduce you to some of the things that we're going to find out full disclosure about. Can you imagine that teleportation's been around since 1972? they seem like picked up, put out an imaginary city, kind of like Detroit was a little, like, and they used Santa Fe, New Mexico. Whereas if you look up the real story, the two location points were Southern California and North New Jersey. So then they go on to ask some people about it, and they got these guys talking about, well, yeah, teleportation exists for quantum particles, you know. We don't know about the humans, you know. And they're just giving you a little hint that it could be possible, but those of us that are knowledgeable, we know it's possible. And, this scientist guy, and all he knows is, you know, about teleportation of, like, small molecules, quantum particles, and over short distances. And then I just stopped to look on the internet what they had on teleportation. And they got all these things, mostly regarding these recent scientific experiments, like just moving small particles from point A to point B, teleporting them. And they're completely ignoring the fact that humans have been able to be teleported by the human race since 1972. So that's the kind of disclosure we're getting, a real slow disclosure on regular media. But there was a lot of other interesting things. One story, then another story, then another story. Weird or what? Check it out. And check out this guy, Andrew Pichaco, in relation to Project Pegasus. And Andrew, he's trying to, you know, he's not sure you're okay anymore. He's trying to get the government to release the truth about this, of course. We know they're not going to do that. But that's why we want the event to happen soon, because the good aliens are going to give us the full disclosure when they finally land and meet us face to face. They will give us full disclosure of all that's been kept from us, and believe me, it's plenty. Looking back, there's some other people you might want to look up in relation to government people being prosecuted for making up fake laws to extract money from people. Somebody named John Locke, a lawyer, attorney named Sean McMillan. Hey, look it up. Google it, as they say. And have you gotten your allodial deed yet for your property? I hear you only can get it in Texas, though, but another person to look up that has a lot of knowledge about this, somebody called David Strait. He gives his lectures, too. I believe he has one coming up in the beginning of February, somewhere out in Oklahoma or something. And we're talking about events. Of course, there's the Cobra event happening in Phoenix on February 3rd and 4th. Find out about it. Go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And another person, you might get a lot of important information about if you want to be educated to what's going on behind the scenes, what's going to be going on. A retired Judge Dale, Google that, and you'll find out a lot of interesting information. Hey, what can I say then, except I've said it already? Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, anyhow, I just was, what else they were talking about? He came out in this weird what? They were talking about dimensions, you know, And they bring up again the 11 scientists claim there were 11 dimensions, you know? Of course, those of us that have the real knowledge know there's more than 11 dimensions. But if we take into consideration, connect the dots here, and if you're aware about the thing called the Phantom Matrix, set up by some of the rebels who rebelled against the real God and broke their connection and decided they were going to go out and play God themselves, and their Phantom Matrix, that is kind of a copy of the reality we're in, they only have 11 dimensions. So what does that say? That says the scientists are talking about, they're not even aware, they're talking about their awareness of the reality of the Phantom Matrix, not the real reality that's connected to the whole universe. And the Phantom Matrix, yeah, there are only 11 dimensions. But that's a good point. I wanted to bring it up. So we'll find out after the event how off-kilter they are. Supposedly, the 23.5 degree tilt of the axis of planet Earth is to hook us in with the Phantom Matrix. And the scientists are definitely hooked in with that when they say there's only 11 dimensions. And that's how you do it. You connect the dots. You find out about the Phantom Matrix. Shiana Dean has a lot of information on that. And you find out that the scientists believe there's only 11 dimensions. That's all they can see. That's because they're looking into the Phantom Matrix. They're not looking into the real, total reality that's connected all the way up back to the single source of all there is. Sometimes known as God, also personally known as the Heavenly Father, and of which I have, you know, what has been striking me since I've been following what's been going on behind the scenes with all these ET races of the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation. Is it one and the same? Who's who? Who's the imposter? But whatever. All these beings, they're all here to help us. They'll say that. Hopefully most of them are. But they'll always be imposters. Up until after the event, and then that will be the end of the imposters. Yeah. So what I find interesting, apparently we, the people on Earth here, because our planet was visited by Jesus, whom is identified as many different things, but my knowledge has brought forth his real title as a creator's son, and he manifested into a human body here on Earth, and he taught mankind to refer to God as the Heavenly Father. But there doesn't seem to be one race of beings from all over the galaxy that are here to help us, or at least the main ones that are in communication with people here on Earth, or they just had people set up electronic media spots to communicate with us. None of them are aware of the personal identity of God is referred to as the Heavenly Father. And so we human beings have a special connection that apparently none of these other so-called superior races have to God, the single source of all there is. And you'll have to pick that information that I'm talking about. You'll have to pick that out of the fifth apocryphal revelation. Perhaps the only book that appeared here on Earth that was never authored by men. Yes. And how could that be? Well, you just Google it and look into it, and you'll find out. Hey, you know, this is a call-in radio show. That's right. Another topic, this might be a good reason to call in, another topic that was on this show, Where to What? Captain Kirk, just one story after another there, telling us about, one of them was about combustion, you know, of a human being. Spontaneous combustion, it's called. Now, how does that happen? Well, at one time, you know, I figured it out one time, that somebody said something and I connected the dots, and I thought, yeah, that's how it happened. But I just can't remember the details right now. So, hey, it's called a radio show. If you happen to know exactly how spontaneous combustion happens, call in and let us know. I know it has something to do with the too much energy in all of the cells. They can't handle it, and, you know, it's either moving into another dimension or connecting with your higher self, and your body isn't ready for it, so it spontaneously combusts because the cells are not able to handle the faster vibrations. That's my guesswork on it. But everybody knows, call me and tell us. The number is 888-627-6008. And hey, you know, 8 is a special number. Number of sides of an octagon. You put an 8 sideways, it's the infinity symbol. And it's also the number of points of light that shine off the fabled planet Nibiru. The Anunnaki's planet said that when it's in the sky, every 3,600 years it shows up, that it shines with 8 points of light. If you look at the sun, you'll notice it shines with 6 points of light. And that's the special key about the number 8. And there's also some information that 8 is kind of like, it's a kind of a number out there by itself in certain ways. It's been said that all the numbers, that any combinations of the number 3 or 7 are direct connections to the Heavenly Father, to God, the Trinity of Paradise. So number 8 is one of those numbers that it's not, you know, just doesn't connect with 3 or 7. Combinations of 3 or 7, unless, you know, we go further down the line. Maybe 24 is probably 3 times 8, 24. That's probably the first opportunity where 8 will connect with 3. Is that important? Well, you know, it is important to some extent. Just like if you understand geometry, sacred geometry, that like 1, 6, and 12, which would also be 1, 7, if 1 is the center point, and you put 6 points around it, you're making a hexagon. Can define a hexagon. And if you put 12 points around it, you know, that would be an extension. And you add the center point to it, so 6 + 1 = 7. That's why 7 is an important number. And there's other reasons 7 is an important number. And then if 1 + 12 = 13, wow. And then you connect that to geometric shapes. You know, cube, there's 8 points to find a cube. There's, and then an octahedron. But it only takes 6 points I'm an octahedron. Map it on a power on a piece of paper and you'll see what I'm talking about. Or you could just get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it's explained in one of the chapters how all these things correlate together. And they do all connect together. The geometry, the five platonic solids, you know, named after Plato, who orientated to people that everything, the underlying reality of everything, was based upon the five platonic solids. Of course, there's other important shapes too. And by the way, Plato didn't invent that. He actually copied off another philosopher that predated him by a decade or two or something like that. Look it up, Google it. But we still call it the Platonic solids in honor of Plato, who probably became famous for orating about it more than other people. You know, Plato, hey, he talked about Atlantis too. And of course, he lived only so many thousands of years ago. Was Plato a time traveler? Who knows? That's it. You can find out a lot of connective information in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Google it. You get to read the first 40 pages for free, courtesy of Google. And then if you want to download it, you know, it's like $5 to $7. You can get it on a notepad, too. And it's the one book that will make you a smarter person when you're done reading it. And you can read it. Probably in one night, only 100 pages of text, no filler, just, you know, putting the knowledge and the connections out there for the purpose of making common people smart people. No fancy words, you know, it's written in simple, plain English, and that's my take on how everything should be put. We have too many fancy words out there that, you know, the snooty people think it puts them above us because they know all these fancy words that nobody ever uses. What's the point of them? And when you make the words, you know, the point of communication is to get people to understand what you're talking about. You start using fancy words that nobody else uses, they're not going to know what you're talking about. A little common sense goes a long way. And I'm all for using more simpler terms. We don't have to have 10-syllable words that we could just use three small words to cover the same point. And that is my point. But, you know, what can I say? Procedures have been set up. And, you know, we're human beings. We're kind of lazy, you know. We read things and there's words in there we don't understand. Most of us are too lazy to get a dictionary or even too lazy to go on a computer and ask the computer what this word means. And so we just read on and just ignore that word. And we never knew what was being said because we're just too lazy. We don't want to bother to have to look up a definition. And that's who we are as human beings. Yeah, we're very lazy in certain ways. But it's okay if you can get by being lazy. Well, enjoy your life. But that's just another reason why we should not be using words that other people don't understand. All these overcomplicated words just confuse the conversation. And that's why I try to avoid those kind of words. Let me tell you, I was just recently looking over some information, and things are changing so fast. You know, most of the bad guys have been removed from planet Earth already. The Archons, the negative ETs, that you know, are kind of creepy, you know. There's archons that some of them have been said to look like slimy black creatures. And then there's the Chimera, the giant spiders. But all of these creatures have been removed from our world, according to Cobra at the 2012 portal. That's why if you get a chance to be in Phoenix on February 3rd or 4th, go to his lecture there. This is the guy who's giving us the most recent intel and most informative intel of what is going behind the scenes. You know, like the captive children being rescued from the dumb bases, D period, U period, N period, D period, underground bases that the, you know, kidnapped children have been kept for all kinds of horrible reasons. And there's still a lot of bad people to round up, but they're not going to be rounded up until right after the event and when the ETs finally land, then they can just physically round them up. You know, you could say, why don't they just beat them up? I don't know. I'm not in charge of the operation. But a lot has been done. There are no more reptilian creatures. There might be some reptilians able to hide in human bodies. They might be a few of them around, but the reptilian creatures have been removed. The Dracos have been removed. You know, the closest thing to a Draco, they made a movie, The Mothman. Yeah, that's a pretty good explanation of what a Draco used to look like. But they're all gone now. They've been rounded up and removed from our planet. Thankfully, but we still have these creeps in government, the New World Order, that are tied to satanic creatures. You know, the demons are still there, yeah. The invisible demons that can mind control people's bodies. In fact, I know somebody, this woman, her child is possessed. I met the individual. And it's not that bad of a possession, but he's definitely possessed. He has allowed another mind to come into his mind, and it creates all kinds of problems and gets the guy into trouble all the time. You know, not a terribly bad situation, but it's living proof the demons are still here. And I've seen numerous people in my life where they are definitely demonically controlled. And some of them arguing to, I've seen people argue to invisible creatures. And they were very serious about these arguments. They would step forward and lunge forward at them and scream at them. And yeah, demons do exist. And I've seen plenty of examples of that. And they're still here, apparently. And they're probably the ones that are still mind controlling the, you know, the creeps in this world, like Geeks and Kloss, the Nazi wannabe guy there, whatever his game is, and Soros and all the other no good so-and-sos, Fauci. Many of these people are practicing Satanists. They drink the adrenochrome. Look that one up. You'll find out what a hard thing that is. And there's actually videos sometimes posted on Twitter about that. And Twitter is a good place to find a lot of information because there's a lot of good people on there that are trying to be helpful to all of us that are having problems. There's cures for to detox from the poisons and the vaccines that you got tricked into. And they're still trying to trick people. It's amazing, you know? I mean, believe me, if I had some position of authority, I'd believe me, I wouldn't be allowing it going on like it's going on. Hey, that's why I'm running for president in 2024. Google it. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. same site I used in the 2020 election. But without a support team, it's not going to happen. It should happen, though, because I'm an independent write-in candidate. And that's the only kind of person that's going to bring this government together. And I'm the only one who's got the plan of how to get the Democrats and Republicans to make peace and unite in serving the people. You know, how am I going to do it? The power of suggestion. I happen to know many things I could say to get them to change their evil ways. But if you stupidly go out on election day in November and vote for a the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate, no matter who they are, and we have another Democrat or Republican president, nothing's going to happen. It'll be a log jam until the end. Because as long as the two parties have one of them has their party member as the president, they're going to play the same stupid party politics games. And it'll be that way until the end, which means nothing good will be done for the general public. Unless some people go out there and start supporting this guy and get David Jose, I told you about earlier. He's got this great video on Rumble TV. Check it out. Become a participant. You know, we the people kind of have to do the revolution here. And, you know, it would be nice if the military did it. But that just might not happen because the military is divided too. There's good guys in the military and there's the other bribe takers that have aligned themselves with the evil elites. You know, and the evil elites could still be mind controlling. Even though most of them have been physically removed, they could still be mind controlling from a distance. You know, and that they're hiding on the backside of the moon, some of them. And wherever else they might be hiding out, you know, they go into interdimensional space or something, but that doesn't mean they still couldn't mind control the puppets down here that are running the whole show, the New World Order puppets, you know? I mean, there's got to be some mind control going on. Of course, the demons are still here. They can mind control too, you know? The famous one known as the devil. The devil is still on planet Earth, and nobody has said that the devil has been removed. Nobody has claimed that either, so let it be known. Of course, he's not the only demon, but yes, the devil is still here, and nobody has any proof that he has been removed. And don't confuse the, you know, there's three different characters there. That's the Trinity of Evil. It's the devil. It's Satan and it's Lucifer, and it's all connected with Lucifer's rebellion. Lucifer has, you know, he's in the prison world right now, on trial for his crimes, and Satan still free out there free, just like the devil, but Satan isn't permitted to visit Earth anymore. But just with the devil alone here, that's a lot of serious mind control. That can happen. Who's the devil? One day, from my understanding, the devil hops from body to body. Maybe one day he's in Gates, his body, and then he hops over to Saurus and then back into Colossus' body and whomever else. I think he's lately he's been hanging out in Netanyahu's body. You know, but that's some of the hidden reality that's going on still. And, you know, these two wars, like, you know, just going on for no reason at all, you know? And we've got creeps like Zelensky just going around like a con man beggar. Give him more weapons, you know, so I can keep this war going to the end of time. And it probably will go then, because everybody's on board to help the Ukrainians win the war against Russia. There's nothing more stupid that anybody could say. There is no country in the world that can win a war against Russia. I mean, these people that talk this nonsense, you know, and if you're stupid enough to believe it, I mean, the facts are that the Russians have the most nuclear weapons than anybody. They almost have twice as many as the U.S. does. How are you going to beat somebody like that? Impossible, you know? And so it's just total nonsense. And so all the waste of taxpayers' money that we're paying, you know, when we help the Ukrainians out, we're giving them weapons. You know, they don't have to pay for them. You know, taxpayers have to pay for the weapons. And then, of course, taxpayers have to pay for the weapons manufacturers to buy more weapons for our stockpile, too. And these jerks in Congress, right now, it's the Democrats that want to give Ukraine a blank check here, you know, just like all the other stupid countries in Europe that are giving Ukraine a blank check, basically. They've been doing it. You know, they're getting a little apprehensive now, but nobody's really fessed up and talked the truth. Like, what's this stupid conversation about beating the Russians? Impossible. You know, which means this war will never end. And then there's that crazy devil-controlled Netanyahu out there. He's just, you know, does whatever he wants to the Palestinian people. And he has no intention of stopping. And the world just sits back and says, oh, we wish he would stop, you know. And they're not willing to do anything to make him stop. In fact, they're supporting him in many ways. The U.S. is giving him free weapons as usual. You know, and who's paying for that? U.S. taxpayers. And there's another situation, a crazy war. Netanyahu says, oh, we're not going to stop until we defeat Hamas. Another impossibility. Hamas is all around the world in different countries. How are you going to defeat Hamas? Yeah, you're going to kill some of Hamas, maybe, and it doesn't matter how many innocent Palestinians get caught. Killed rather, but another impossibility, you know, that's the game plan. Yeah, we're not going to stop until we beat them. It's impossible. You won't. And then if you really know what's going on with it, you know, Hamas is an agency that's actually supported by the Zionist government of Israel. And I've said this many, many times, the problem with all the nations on our planet Earth is here. The governments don't represent the people. The people and their governments, and the governments of people, are two separate entities. Same thing here in the U.S. The federal government doesn't represent the people. In many cases, the state governments don't represent the people either. And then separate entities. And that's why we, the people, have to take command of these out of control governments. You know, they're all serving evil, all of them. And the political parties, they're all evil too. They're all bribers. They all only serve the people with the money. That's why if you're voting in November and you vote for a Democrat or a Republican candidate, the two evil parties that wrongfully control the U.S. population from Washington, you're a traitor. That's it. There is no if, ands, or buts. If you vote for the Democrat or a Republican, including Trump, you are a traitor because neither one of these parties will change anything. It'll be the same as usual. And just suppose Trump was to get elected, he isn't going to be able to get anything done with all the hate that's been put up against him, and it'll be just total logjam. And if Biden wins, man, well, we know that it wasn't a fair election again. And if you're a Democrat, why would you vote for Biden? This guy isn't even a real human being, let alone an incompetent loser. He should have been removed already by the military or anybody. Why hasn't Congress removed him? This guy, he's allowed to stay in. So it just goes to show you how crooked both the parties are, that they won't even muster up some support to remove this jerk from office. Sure, Kamala will take the spot, but I don't see how she can be as bad as Biden, you know? And if she turns out to be, well, remove her, whatever. Go down the line, whatever. Just, you know, if Congress had any, get it. They're a hopeless bunch. That's why I'm running for president and seriously considered. I'm a writing candidate. I can win the election if every Democrat and every Republican votes for me. I can win it. And we'll work out the Electoral College thing. But there's no point even talking about that now because I basically have no supporters. But if you're listening to me out there, you could be a supporter, but if not, so be it, you know. The only reason I'm doing it is because I have the knowledge of how to take control of an out-of-control situation like this, and I'm the only claim to be the only one, and I'm the only one making the claim. I know what to say to the Democrats and the Republicans in Washington, D.C. to get them to get along and stop with the logjam nonsense and all the other shenanigans. Because I'm the commander-in-chief. I walk in and I take command of the situation. That's what real commanders do. And those of you Trump lovers that say, I don't hate Trump, but he walked in when he had it 4 years, and he really didn't take command of the situation. You know, he used executive orders to accomplish certain things. We'll give him credit for what he accomplished, but he didn't take command of the situation. That's why he lost the election, too, because he didn't take command of the situation. And he underestimated the enemy. Something I would never do. Because I'm you know, that kind of leader. I walk into any situation and I take command of it. And I have plenty of experience doing that amongst the general population my whole life. And if you can take the command of situations amongst the general public, that's way harder to do than a bunch of crooked politicians, you know? But, hey, look it up, 2020presidenttommedicine.com. And the first thing I talk about is you can't elect another Democrat or Republican. You're part of the problem. If you think that's the way to go, you're part of the problem because you're electing a dead-end situation. And you're electing crooks. Every member of the Democrat or Republican party, basically, they're crooks. At least all the ones running for president are. Yeah, Trump's a crook, too, in his own way. Sure, people like him because he's got a personality, but his personality is getting pretty sour, and he doesn't know how to solve problems, really. He used to brag about when right before he won the 2016 election, I'm going to hire the best people. Well, that backfired. And first of all, that says he didn't know how to make decisions himself. He had to hire advisors. And they all stabbed him in the back. So how smart was he? You know, he's not that smart. And somebody like me, I'm going to hire any advisors and simply know what to do. I mean, you know, I know the situation is. I know all the players are behind the scenes. I know who all the crooks are. I know how the Congress is messing with the people. Hey, I hear there's a caller out there. Whom might I be speaking to?
Kimberly. Hello.
Say that again.
My name is Kim. And
Kim,
I have a question.
Well, how you doing, Kim?
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Oh, gosh, a lot of stuff. It's been it's getting late, too. Happy Saturday.
Don't worry about that. Just spit it out, whatever's on your mind.
Well, my question is we got this two-party system, right? Because you've been talking about presidential. Wouldn't it be better if we had, like, more parties than just two? It seemed like one of our founders.
That's a good question. I've been dying to say that. Everybody else says that. Yeah, that's a good question, but the answer is simple. Political parties are they don't have a chance of winning an election outside of the Democrats or Republicans, because all the paperwork you have to do when you become a political party, if you look into it, and I am, you're burdened down with all these regulations and things you have to submit and hurdles you have to go through. See, I'm running as an independent individual, which means basically I have to do close to nothing, you know?
Well, that's better.
And that's pretty much it. So, and besides that, the two big parties don't believe that an independent individual running as a write-in candidate could possibly even come close to winning the election. So I won't, they won't even be paying attention to me. Plus, the states don't keep track of that. All write-in votes are kept at a county level. So that's just too much trouble for them to go in and look into that. But if I get enough people to support me, you know, like I said, I'm looking for every Democrat or every Republican registered voter to vote for me. And if I could persuade everybody, the word gets put out there, I can get the popular vote. And if I'm getting close to that and get enough supporters, we'll work out the details of how to get the electoral votes. It's not an impossibility. And I never give up. But I'm not at that point now, so there's no point in talking about that. But that's why you can't, that's why another party will never, it's a bad idea. Because there's too much paperwork, and you waste all your time trying to jump through the hoop so you can be on the ballot. And that's why it'll never work. And they'll be able to watch everything you're doing, because you have to jump through all those hoops, and they'll know exactly how popular you are as well. As a write-in candidate, they don't have a clue as to what I'd be doing. They wouldn't even bother, because they actually believe it can't be done. Well, I want to prove everybody wrong, and I have to believe every American. We should want to prove them wrong, too. So you have another question?
I do, because you help. It seems to me like all these hoops that everybody would have to jump through to start to have a new party, or just even to start a new party, seems almost deliberate, almost manufactured.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. They made it so difficult because they want to control the situation.
Wow.
And
that, I can understand that.
It's so difficult that a third party doesn't have a chance. Even when Perot, who came the closest, when he got too popular, well, when you get, if you get that popular, the guys in the dark sunglasses come to you and say, you know, you might not want to do this because bad things can happen. But, see, that's their whole game plan of running as a write-in candidate. They won't be able to keep tabs on what I'm doing because it's too much trouble. And they just believe it can't be done. But if you're out there with a popular third party, look what happened to Perot. They eventually got scared enough that he was going to take away too many votes, and they paid him a visit and said, you better drop out. And that's what he did.
And I was really down for him, Perot. Wasn't there one other time in all the history of this corporation, let me just say that, of this corporate United States, wasn't there one time that a third party won? And it was the, do you know of that? We were talking about friends tonight. I'm going to throw it out there because I had no idea.
I'm not sure exactly which year it was, but if you go back and look at the first two or three elections, somebody won on the Federalist Party, I think. But, was one of the main parties there, but there was never
Roosevelt?
Like a, it would have been happening at the beginning of the country, you know, right after George Washington. I think he was a Federalist Party, but in the second, third, or fourth election, it would have had to happen there. Because it wasn't long before it became a two-party system. It was the Whigs against the Democrat Republicans. That was the same party, and we know it's basically the same party now, too, the Democrat Republicans. And then at Civil War, they split up, and it's been Democrat Republicans ever since then. And wait.
Okay.
That's what I know.
Yeah, we were talking tonight with some friends out in Memphis, and he was saying, and I don't know this, I haven't double checked it. He was saying that Theodore Roosevelt was with the Bulmoose, or so I don't even know. I've never even heard of the party. Have you ever heard? Yeah, I've never heard of that party. He's probably talking out the side of his neck. Never mind. I don't know what I'm
saying.
Progressive or Bulmoose party or some kind.
I would have to look into it myself to see.
But you know what?
I'm not sure if anybody actually did that. I just know
the
country was young, they had different names of parties.
The Federals and the Whigs. Yeah, the Whigs was the other. The Whigs, right?
Yeah, the Whigs.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, there was some other party, and it was maybe one or two elections where there was a number of minor parties, but the closest anybody ever got in a third party was actually Perot.
Yes, yeah, and I was down for that.
Right, that was the closest anybody ever got. But at the same time, you see what happens, they have... Both the big parties got scared, and they said, "We got to shut this guy down," because they knew that he had jumped through all the hoops, and he had representatives everywhere, and he was liked by the people. And not so much they were scared he was actually going to win; they were scared that he would take too many votes away from the Democrats. Because they wanted to win, and Republicans were equally scared that he'd take too many votes away from them, and they wanted to win.
Or is it that he might reveal something? He might even reveal
the two parties. Naturally, they didn't want him to win, but they were worried about all the votes they would lose, and they were both scared. Like, he might take too many Democrats away from us, or might take too many Republicans away from us, and they were both scared. And once it became a two-party system long, long ago, it's always been like that.
Yeah, it has, hasn't
it? That's the way it is. But, and that's why I say the only way to beat them is with a write-in candidate. And the only way that could be possible is if I could talk all the Republican voters and all the Democrat voters to vote for me, because those are the two major parties, and there's where most of the votes go.
Have you heard?
If I don't have access to public media, people don't even know I'm running. You know, I got this radio show, but I don't have an audience like Coast to Coast or something like that. So that's it. I need a gigantic support team that can help me and pass the word. Hey, tell your friends tomorrow.
I will. I am, actually.
Well, thank you.
I have been.
You got any other questions?
I do, but I can't really word them. A lot of things are popping up in my head from this discussion, so I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure where to go with it. So I'm good. Thank you for the time, sir.
Do you happen to know the secret to spontaneous combustion?
Oh my gosh! Oh, I don't exactly, but it could have something to do with direct energy weapons, or maybe just frequency. I'm not even sure. I think
I'm sure they could cook somebody with a direct energy weapon, but spontaneous combustion actually refers to it happening.
Too personal.
Not being in sight, you know, just like all of a sudden.
What's my theory? I think that there's a possibility that it has something to do with a frequency that's not cooperating of some sort. You know, I'm not even sure. How about you?
You're guessing in the right direction. Hey, I'm not sure either, but my best guess is like an overload of the cells. You know, something is happening and there's an overload on the cells and they just combust because the frequencies are too high, too much vibration or something, and everything just goes poof.
You know what that makes me think of? Remember Ghostbusters? You couldn't cross the streams?
Yeah, right.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe something like that. You know, like inner streams cross that weren't supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a possibility.
But yeah, I think you had it. I think that's what you said, actually. But it made me think of that. All right.
Yeah, well, cool. Hey, if I feel I'm going to spontaneously combust, I might call Ghostbusters.
You know, I think I've spontaneously combusted a few times, at least once. It felt like it. Where I get really, really warm fast, and it's like, oh, wait, I know what that is. Never mind.
Yeah, right. If you feel a warmth in your body, that's from radiation. You're being exposed to too much radiation.
Too much Wi-Fi.
Unfortunately, people get exposed to. They go on a plane flight. They walk through the metal detector. It's probably giving them too much radiation.
Maybe.
People go in buildings, and some jerk there with a wand. And if they get down wanding you, you might feel heat, which means you got exposed to too much radiation.
Well, maybe some of these underground dumps where they used to do a lot of experiments. I mean, this goes way back, right? In the 50s. I mean, they've been down there a long time doing experiments.
Yeah. They started in the
maybe some of them were testing their Wi-Fi stuff on us, trying to hook up to our biosphere. You know, our body's bios. Is that bios?
Yeah, well,
our aura.
That's a good
aura.
Point
maybe
made
they did that.
The info is coming out now that Wi-Fi is being used against people by sending the signals into our auras or something like
that.
Yeah,
storing. You know? Yes, some girl. Do you know her name? Has been disclosing this. I mean, I haven't done the background on her, but I have heard stuff like that too. Yeah, where they're storing data, and that's what the quantum computing is all about. That they're storing data in our aura, and also using our aura for the ability to use as Wi-Fi. They're using us as like a bounce off Wi-Fi as Wi-Fi. They're using us as Wi-Fi and storage.
Yeah,
that's what she's saying. She says they've been. Yeah, me neither.
I wouldn't put anything past the government. Because
you know,
the kind of
whoever it is,
they are. I mean, there's so many evil people in government and evil people in the military that have access to this kind of equipment that can really screw around with people. And it's sad, but I'm glad it's going to come to an end. I can't wait.
Oh God, please!
I don't know if you heard
but
of that.
Then there's this. Isn't there a promise of quantum computing and quantum financial system and all this stuff coming? I mean, maybe that's the bad guy stuff. Because, I mean, you know, I hate to say it.
Yeah, they're going to be using eventually quantum computing for financial systems. Something
for voting.
Can't be hacked. It's a kind of system that can't be hacked. So that's the whole point of that. And I'm not sure exactly how it works.
I'm not sure either, but
that's the info out there on the grapevine, you know.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Yeah,
yep, and scammers.
But that probably won't happen until after the event. It'll probably be something
after.
That the good aliens will set up for us. because they deal with high-tech science like that.
And they would know it. If they're here from wherever they're from, then they would know.
Yeah, they're from all around, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because we're not out there chasing them around. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get a lot of my info off that the portal, you know, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And That's
and Cobra's coming to Phoenix.
There's a lot of intel coming off in that, you know.
Yeah.
In relation to the Galactic Federation, the Resistance group is underground, waiting to come to the surface, but they won't do that until after the event. And there's other aspects of they've got a military force that's going to land right after the event. And if you don't have 2 weeks of food supply, and probably you're going to need it shortly after the event, because that's when they're going to land around everybody up, and there will be kind of a martial law quarantine situation where everybody needs to stay home, stay out of the way, because there's going to be physical battles to basically take the rest of the bad guys out that are holed up in holes in the ground or wherever the hell they are, you know?
Right.
So, but hey, that's not that difficult to keep two weeks of food supply on hand, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a lot.
A couple dozen cans of food or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something that difficult. You know, a couple of jugs of water.
Yep.
I think we can do that as human beings.
Yeah, or filtration. Yep. We can do it.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for calling.
Thank you.
It is time to end the show.
I'll hang up.
And so, hey, tell your friends tomorrow about this guy, Tom Edison, who's running for president as a Reagan candidate and has a plan that can actually work, because nobody believes it can be done. So let's unite and prove them wrong.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Fine. Okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show, you know. I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear the guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the partner in kind? That's an important question in life. Are you the partner in kind? I am. You are too. And followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. It might be your anthem, too. We all want to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown clock. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.